Detectives today will continue investigating the life and the background of that 40-year-old who killed six innocent people, including a baby. Christ's sake, who stabs a baby? And that attack at this Bondi shopping centre on Saturday. More details continue to emerge. We understand that that young nine-month-old baby is in a stable, still in a serious condition, but stable. So we keep our fingers crossed. Of course, that baby's mother died in hospital, Ashley Good, 38. All she wanted to be was a mum, she said. She died in hospital from her injuries. Six people were killed, including four women and a man who was a security guard, as we've mentioned today. They all died inside the centre. So what do we know? How can it be prevented? How can this sort of thing be prevented from ever happening again? I don't know the answer. Josh Hanrahan is a senior editor with the Daily Telegraph. He joins us now. Josh, good morning to you.
Luke, thanks for having me.
You've been in this game for quite some time now, and so have I. And yet that news coming out of Bondi on Saturday afternoon, it just rocked me. What are your thoughts?
Oh, this is the saddest story I've ever covered. There's no two ways about it. I think, you know, living in Sydney, where it happened, Bondi Junction, Westfield, for people who, you know, haven't been there, it's Sydney's equivalent of Chadstone in Melbourne, or, you know, Pacific Fair on the Gold Coast. It's the biggest city, biggest shopping centre in the city. And that's why everybody can kind of relate. I mean, I was there less than 24 hours earlier, just in the same spot where that, you know, this bloke has run past. And so I think for a lot of people, that's what's hitting home is, you know, it could have been me.
It could have been. But chances are it wouldn't have been, because he targeted women. He targeted, it seems to me, he targeted vulnerable people, the coward. I don't want to mention his name, and I broadcast into Tasmania, as you know, and we don't mention his name either. There's so many emotions going through me. I mean, this bloke's family have got to live with it as well. It's just horrendous.
Yeah, it's often a forgotten or, you know, quickly disregarded thing, the family of the offender. But I know that they haven't had much to do with him in recent years. And last night, they, like most of Australia, were watching the news and saw the footage. And, you know, I mean, it's bad enough for all of us watching it, but let alone for them who have been watching that and realised, hey, that's, you know, that's our son, that's our brother. And so they've contacted police and gone through the authorities there and told them what they can do. And I know they issued a statement today just telling of their sadness. But as you said, Luke, this bloke has attacked women. There's really no two ways about it. And I know
and a baby, Josh, and a baby, for Christ.
No, it's unthinkable, mate. It's rattled, you know. Like I said, we cover sad stories every day. We cover death and all other kinds of tragedies. It's what we do, and most of the time you kind of do it in a way where you're almost on autopilot, you just get through it. But this one has rattled a lot of hardened journalists, a lot of hardened police officers, and the wider community as well. It's just horrific.
And you know what, Josh? I'm sure you'll agree with me here. The trolls and the keyboard warriors never cease to amaze me with some of the things they're saying now. Oh, the guy had a Jewish name. Oh, why didn't that police officer taser him? Oh, don't these people get it? Don't these people get it?
Yeah, and this is the danger of social media. You know, there's plenty of fantastic things that come from it, like keeping in touch with, you know, family and friends in distant countries. But this is the danger in moments like this. It's the misinformation. And that's why I think, as our industry, you know, it obviously isn't as big as it once was, but it's still as important as ever for us to be able to be the ones who you can rely on to get the truth and get the facts. And this is, we probably haven't had an example as good as this, because, you know, as you said, there were names going around of people who were apparently the ones responsible. I know there was a dad posting saying, My son's name's being broadcast on social media as the attacker. He's not the attacker. You know, can you please take this down? And you just think, well, I don't know what goes through people's heads, but it's not right.
So that young policewoman is a hero, and I'd hate to think what she's going through. I mean, she did her job. She wasn't part of a SWAT team or an emergency team. She was a general duties copper that responded and ran in. And she did what she had to do and saved, I don't know how many more lives by doing what she did. Thank God she was there. And you spare a thought for her too. I hope she's getting help. I hope that she's being looked after.
Yeah, absolutely. She is. You know, she's an inspector, so she's been in the force for some time. She's it's a pretty senior rank in the police force. And I know I was at a press conference last night, and the Commissioner, Karen Webb, was talking about it and saying that, you know, senior officers like that normally, you know, where a junior officer maybe with a partner. She was out on her own doing, as I understand it, she was checking on a local bar doing a responsible service of alcohol check when she heard the call come through. And Luke, this is what police officers do. It's what paramedics do. It's what firefighters do. She ran towards danger. You see that footage. You see the terrified shoppers running away, and fair enough too, because, you know, who are they to come up against this guy with a knife? But she ran towards danger. That's her job. And in that moment, she'll probably say she was just doing her job. But I think we all know it's much, much more than that.
It's going to take a long time to recover. You know, I wonder what we've learned. What did we learn from Port Arthur? What did we learn from Lind Cafe? I don't know. But had this been America, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, chances are he would have been armed with a semi-automatic assault weapon if it was America.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the first things I thought. You know, particularly last night, I was watching, just going through Twitter, and CNN was covering what had happened in Sydney. And, you know, you just think, if this was America, as you say, like, we've got six people who've lost their lives, and it's absolutely tragic. But you saw how many people were in that shopping centre. It's a busy Saturday afternoon. You know, this is, it's a place most people avoid on a Saturday afternoon because of how busy it is. That tells you how many thousands and thousands of people were in that place as this happened. And, yeah, you're right. It could have been worse, which is a pretty crazy thing to think about.
I know. But I did think of it. We'll look at the Daily Telegraph today and look at your updates. Congratulations on your coverage and all of this. It's just horrible. You'll remember this forever, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, this is, you know, I've been doing this for a bit now, and we cover tragedies all the time, but this is by far the worst one that I've seen and I've had to cover. But you just feel for those people who've lost loved ones in this. It's really horrible.
And do we somehow look harder at how we deal with mental health and early signs? And of course, all those questions are being asked, but first and foremost, our thoughts are with the families of those deceased and everybody that was affected by this. I don't think anyone wasn't.
No, totally. And look, you know, as you said before, probably the last thing we saw like this in Sydney with the Lind Cafe siege, you know, there was a massive inquest into what happened there after that with that offender and how he was allowed to, you know, be in that position. And I'm sure there will be exactly the same kind of inquest and investigation that goes on there. But I mean, in the immediate term, the police are treating this as a homicide. You know, they've got to go through and do their investigation. I know it's been a tough day for a lot of people in Sydney who were in the area and then, you know, have not been able to get to their cars. And you just think about how their lives have been impacted. But you just can't help but keep coming back to the victims and the families. And, you know, you look at these women, you've got a new mother, a young girl who's about to be married. Oh. You know, you've got a security guard doing his job, another mother of two. The words really leave you at a time like this.
And of course, we had a stabbing at a Brisbane shopping centre. I wonder if they'll look at security in shopping centres now.
Yeah, I know that's something that was being discussed in the office today, and one of my colleagues was Speaking to some security experts, I think that's something you'll be able to read about in the tally too. But, you know, no doubt, something this big. I mean, you spoke about America before. We're pretty fortunate that this isn't a commonplace thing, that when something like this happens as a nation, we stop and go, wow, you know, that it's a monumental tragedy. It's not something that is commonplace. And because of that, we are lucky in that it will be investigated to its fullest, and there will be things to come out of this that will help us in the long run.
And the heroes, you know, that man on the escalators with the bollard, God, strike me.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've thought about it. I've thought about it. What would you do in that situation? You see, you know, the father shielding his arms out to direct the attacker away from his wife and children who are behind him. You see, you know, the guys who were running with Inspector Ascot, you know, towards that bloke, and, you know, one of them's carrying a chair. And,
yeah, yeah.
Right, you just can't help but commend those people for their bravery in that moment, and, you know, seeing all that going on around them. And the other thing is, you know, it's school holidays in New South Wales. There's shopping centres. Kids love hanging out on shopping centres, particularly on a weekend. There's kids who will be traumatised for years because of what happened and what they've seen.
Yes, you're right. I hope they all get help. Listen, it's a sad story. You and I need to talk more often and hopefully about brighter things next time, Josh. Would that be good?
Yeah, absolutely, Luke, anytime.
Josh Hanrahan, Chief Editor of the Daily Telegraph.